Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Our pod squad are here to filter the good from the bad podcasts, and today we're chatting about bad dates.
There was this guy who was one of the crew, and I remember the first time I saw him, he had a hat on and I didn't think he was hot. This is an important detail. The next day he came, he took off the hat and I was like, ooh, what a cutie. Love the hair. Oh my God. So we start talking.
I gotta say, I always ask people when I meet them if they're wearing sunglasses or a hat. I say, please, can I see what you look like without both? Because, and everyone with hats always assumes, they're like, I'm not bald. Or they say, I am bald. You're right. You got me. But it's like, no, it's because I don't feel like I know what you actually look like. And I remember people much better without their hat and sunglasses. So
it was
kind of like
the mask situation, right? Like you kind of thought someone was hot and they took off the mask and you were like, the facial harmony is not there.
Right. Yeah. Where's the chin?
Our pod squad this week, host of the For Tech's Sake podcast, Elaine Burke, and entertainment journalist Rory Cashin. Good afternoon to you both.
Hey, how are you?
How are things? Elaine, what is this podcast about?
It's called Bad Dates. It's about bad dates. So there's a panel of three guests and then the host, Joel Kim Booster. And the three panelists are invited to share a bad date story each. Often there's also a listener's bad date story, or even like a bad date story looking for some advice. And sometimes the stories from the panelists end with a little lesson learned. They can be very general. I mean, one of them can be, you know, have a look at the room about you when you go home with someone just to see if there's anything that's tricky. Makes you think serial killer, perhaps, so don't let the lights be off the whole time. Things like that.
Had you heard like about that. This before?
I had not, but apparently it's been around for a while. Joel Kim Booster is the host for this series, which has just launched recently. But Jamila Jamil was the original host, and then there was also a guest host and an interim series as well. So there's been quite a number of episodes.
How long was this going then, Rory?
It kicked off in March 2023.
Okay.
So it's been around for a good while, and Jamila Jamil, I think, did 60 or so episodes maybe, and then there's the interim host, and then we have Joel Kim Booster as the host of this new season.
How well will people know the host of this current series, I suppose, of the podcast?
Well, Jamila Jamil people might know from The Good Place or a few other sitcoms she was in, and the current host, Joel Kim Booster, he was the writer, director and star of a movie that I think came out last year called Fire Island, which was kind of a queer retelling of a Jane Austen book. Mm. And it was very funny and very forward-thinking. And he's kind of a perfect fit for this because this is very sex positive. It's very queer friendly. It's got, it's welcoming to all. There's no kink shaming. No one's there to yuck anyone's yum. Everyone's there to just enjoy each other's company and have a good time.
Right. What did we think?
I loved it. I have cackled laughing on the bus so many times listening to this. And I was explained just before we came on air, the only downside is my phone sometimes automatically connects to a speaker in my house when I come home. So if I'm listening to that coming in, I've forgotten once or twice and it will just automatically start blaring from the echo or the spot wherever in the house. And all of a sudden they're talking about some very, very explicit conversations that
they had on a first date.
Yeah.
Had you been listening to this podcast before?
I'd never even heard of it.
Yeah.
No, I know it's
I'd never heard of it either.
It's from the Smartless guys. So it's from Jason Bateman and Sean Hayes production company, because they have their own Smartless podcast, which is also huge.
Okay.
And I think this is the next one that's like big off their brand.
Rory loves it. Elaine?
I thought it was great fun.
I listened to something totally different? So I listened to one episode.
Which episode?
Because I struggled to even get through it. I listened to the episode with Justine Marino, Alex Moffat, I Want a Bieber.
That's the latest episode. I haven't heard that
Right,
one
so
yet.
I'll tell you exactly. Oh, right, well, no, I had a minute and a half left in it, so I basically didn't listen to the credit. I listened to one episode. God of almighty. I just was like, no, I'm actually, do you know what? I have enough going on at the moment in my life. I'm not listening to a second and a third episode of this. Didn't enjoy it. Found it really boring. I just thought it
was so funny. I don't have a huge amount of dating stories. I've been in a long-term relationship for a really long time. And I find this is a fun way for me to live vicariously through other people learn these things.
Yeah.
And the stories that they are willing to tell, quite frankly and openly, the things they will do with their mouths and they won't kiss a dog. Like, I learned things. Some things I Googled, some things I didn't Google because I didn't want my algorithm to go to trash.
Yeah, anyway, like, last look at your laptop. Maybe I listened to a different... Why did you find it so funny? What am I missing?
I think it's the same thing. It's these, like, most of the guests are, like, comedians, and some of them are, like, really famous comedians because, like, over the course of the whole series, we've had Sarah Silverman, Conan O'Brien, Paul Feig, Alana Glazer, Tig Notaro, Jack Whitehall, like, proper funny, famous people have come on and been very open and, again, explicit. I cannot underline that word enough about the
nightmares. I don't
think
there's that many explicits in the one I listen to.
I will say the one, like, the most recent one, the one that you listen to, isn't like cream of the crop. It was fine.
Because I'm thinking,
but
Jesus,
there have been ones. Like, what was the one that we discussed?
Lube
with?
Goldberg machine. I mean, the title alone, I was like, I'm instantly hit play on that. And one of the guests on that who has the Lube Goldberg machine story is Peppermint, who appeared on RuPaul's Drag Race and is just a fantastic entertainer. And I knew she would be amazing.
So
on it.
Maybe I should have looked through the menu and picked somebody that I'd have an interest in hearing about their dating disasters or dating stories.
Or even, I think a good kind of gut reaction is the title of the episodes. I think if the title of the episode's like Lube Goldberg Machine, if that makes you kind of chuckle and you're like, okay, I'm on board for this one. I want to Bieber's.
Yeah, well, I suppose it was the most recent one. I thought I'd start with that.
The title is always taken from like a funny line from the podcast. Yeah. And it's usually the funniest line. So if I want to Bieber's the funniest line, that would actually be a red flag to me.
Yeah,
like, that's
I should
the funniest
have known.
Thing that was said.
Does the premise of the podcast work, Rory?
It does.
Is there anything else like this, actually?
I've not been aware of like famous people talking about their love life. And if they have, it's probably a bit more serious. It's probably actually love life advice, whereas this seems very specifically sex driven. It's these people, the first dates and the bad dates they're talking about, like 90% of them isn't about like love or finding connection. It is quite explicitly just down to sex stuff. And again, because it is so brazen and forward thinking and all encompassing, and just again, there's so many conversations in there, I'm like, oh my goodness, they're just openly saying these things that you wouldn't talk to people of this level of fame. I was kind of shocked that they were that open about it.
There's a moment when Poppy Lou, who, if anyone's watched Hacks, might know Poppy Lou. Great show if you don't watch it. She actually reveals and also discovers herself while telling a story on the podcast that she cheated on someone, and she never really thought of it as cheating. And
we
she's
were
telling
on
the story.
A break.
Yeah. And like everyone else in the panel is like, no, that's cheating, Poppy. You cheated on them.
Yeah, you didn't know.
Yeah, actually, I guess I did.
Do you feel it worked?
Yeah, and I actually think I can tell from a comment in one episode that I get the sense that they talk for a lot longer than we get to hear. So the episodes are like less than 40 minutes. Mm. And I think it's edited really well. It's kept quite pacey, and it's not too pacey, but like you get the juicy parts of the conversation without, you know, it becoming too long of a podcast. I think that's quite crucial to it.
Is it the access to the guests, Rory? Is that, you know, a big selling point for this?
I think it could be specifically that most of the guests are stand-up comedians or are famous comedy writers, so they do kind of lend themselves. Like a lot of the comedians come on and say that they do openly go along with blind dates and what they perceive to be potential bad first dates for the story, because they basically want to amass material for their stand-up, and now they're sharing it here.
Yeah.
So they do wander blindly into what could potentially be worst case scenario, like proper red flag factory dates.
If you were to recommend this series, this podcast, Bad Dates, Elaine, to listeners, and if they were like me to pick one one episode or series to start with, which was your favorite? Like, what's the one you would recommend they start with?
I would recommend they start with Lube Goldberg Machine, because not only is it really funny, but also you'll get a flavour for how explicit this podcast can
maybe
get.
Maybe I need to go back and listen to that.
From
what
that
else?
Episode. Sad Pit is a fun one. That's the one with Poppy Lou. And again, the title, Sad Pit, that's the name of the guy she was dating. That's his nickname. She's delightful and entertaining, and like her discovering that she actually might have been the bad guy in this story is quite an entertaining
great revelation live in the podcast. What two do you recommend, Rory?
We were discussing as well that like a lot of the conversation around this, I'm like, do you have someone in the producer booth with a beeper, because it might have to just be censored, but this is the nicest one I think I can say out loud. It's called The Contrast of the Colour of Their Hull.
Right.
So, FYI.
Daytime radio, but that's fine. That's, yeah. Yeah, move swiftly on.
The other one is, where's the toxicity?
Okay.
Which is discussing, is there a correct amount of toxicity you can have in a first date? And apparently, yes, there is.
There is. But you described it as being quite sex positive. That it's a little bit more than just about people's sexual encounters and experiences.
Yeah, like I think there's a lot to be, that, like that you can hear that they're learning about themselves and other walks of life during these conversations. And they do kind of discuss the parallels and the complete differences between heterosexual dating and homosexual dating and trans dating and everything in between. So it is kind of eye-opening in that way because you are hearing about lifestyles and dating styles that like people of a certain like sexual orientation would never be privy to. And just to hear that kind of difference is really interesting.
Well, what I would say anyway is don't start with I want a Bieber would be my recommendation.
That's good advice, I think.
My experience of this. How many stars, Elaine, out of five?
I will go for 4. Wow. It made me smile.
Yeah, that's good. Rory?
4.5, yeah.
Yeah, wow. Really, that's really incredible. Good. Yeah, we haven't had a 4.5 in a long time. Like, I just didn't enjoy it at all, so I'm going to give it a 2. That's the host of the Protect Sake podcast, Elaine Burke, entertainment journalist Rory Cashin. We are talking about bad dates. If you want to listen to the podcast,
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan, weekdays at midday on News Talk.